people talking about organics these days, but the man who started it all is right here. Here he is, author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. The good news is, computer is showing me who's on the line, who's on hold now. Bad news is I was talking to David off the air and got cut off. So, David, call back if we can finish up our chat about whatever else you had on your mind. The website is dirtdoctor.com. The newsletter that we have is free. Just fill out the form that's under the button newsletter on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Facebook, got a lot of activity going on there. If you haven't checked that out, do. It's under Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, or vice versa, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett, get you there. And we have more and more people coming to both the website and there with questions, and we're delighted that so many new people are getting on board. What we talk about here is the natural organic approach. And like I was explaining at my talk yesterday at the city of Arlington, the organic program, and I'm dealing with that right now on an international deal. I'm talking to a friend of mine about helping in Costa Rica, and one of the first responses from somebody there was that you can't do organic on a large scale. You can't feed the world with organic. It's not practical. Yada yada yada. That's you know a point of view I have to deal with on a daily basis, and it's incorrect across the board. If organic projects and organic techniques didn't work, it wouldn't be growing exponentially like it is right now, and it's just getting easier and easier to do too, because there's more and more research, there's more and more manufacturing of good quality products. And the cost effectiveness, which has always been there, because you're going to save about 50% on your water bill. And even if you're paying too much for the products and putting them out too often, which is what a lot of people do, the water savings alone will generally get you back to where the cost was of using the synthetic stuff on a short-term basis. Long-term, it's always better because you don't foul up the soil and have to do the soil at some point, like you do if you use toxic chemical pesticides and high nitrogen salt fertilizers, and no carbon, no organic matter, no buffering power of the things that we recommend. So the bottom line is this natural organic approach works best. It works best on a large scale, works best on a small scale. It works best for herb gardens, vegetable gardens, large agriculture, potted plants, you name it. And if you've got a question about how it works, that's what we're here from. The only thing we've talked about quite a bit today that I don't have a foolproof answer for is giant dark clouds of grasshoppers coming in. Same with, you know, locusts. That's one thing that's weather-related to a degree, and sometimes it just happens. We do have some tools to handle moderate grasshopper events and all that. But when you have these massive clouds that come in, there's not much that works. You just have to deal with it and hope that it doesn't last too long. If anybody's got any better ideas about it, give us a call. David in Paris is back with us. David, sorry about that. They had to shut down everything, get it booted back up, right? What else did you have?
Not a problem. The grasshoppers, this is not the solution for the kind of scenario that you're talking about where they do come in clouds in biblical proportions. Mm-hmm. But to the people that can do it, get poultry, get chickens and guineas. And and if you really want to make an ideal garden, put a run around your garden where you can let your chickens just run free, and they will stop the grasshoppers getting into your garden.
In most cases, this situation we're talking about lately, it won't, but it will in most cases. Plus the fact you'll have the wonderful free-range eggs as a side benefit.
They also also fertilize the garden, and they eat the larvae early in the spring, late winter, and whatnot.
Yep. You're right.
Okay.
Thank you, David.
My question is about my corn. Mm-hmm. This is my second year to grow some beautiful old heirloom sweet corn.
Oh, good.
And to my surprise this morning, I awakened to 4 inches of rain in my gauge out in the backyard.
Oh, right.
But we had a little bit of wind and just a few seconds of hail, and I went out there, and my corn, about 50% of it is down. And it had just started putting on the most beautiful tassels and ears of corn, and it's probably six and a half feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
What will it pop back up?
It won't pop back up, but you can pull it back up, and you can tie it up or stake it or whatever. That's what some people do. If you leave it breached, it will probably still produce, but it won't do it as well. So it's one of those things that you can prop back up. And corn is one of the plants, David, that you can pile soil around the base and won't hurt it.
Ah, I wondered about that because the roots are really kind of shallow.
Yeah,
and the roots tend to come up above the surface.
Yeah, we're dealing with an annual crop here anyway. So, everything's already in motion enough to where you're not going to do any damage. Just hill it up and put the soil back in there and get them straightened back up, and they'll be fine.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, sir. I love your show.
Thank you, sir. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Let's go to Margaret in Centerville next up. Hello, Margaret.
Good morning. I understand or have read that unsprouted grains, like oats for horses or such, are considered acid, but if they're sprouted, then it's alkaline. So, and that a forage diet, like with sprouts and grass and hay, might compensate for grass grown in acidic soil. Does that all make sense?
Well, that's probably
not. How does that compare?
I think that's probably true, but I don't know if it's worth going to all the trouble to do that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're worried about the horse is eating too acid a diet?
Maybe, or even what I've got, and to work one way or the other. And then listening to the information from, I guess, Marty Whittacombe about vinegar and that the environment in the stomach is not the same as the environment in the body, and that vinegar is okay to take or is helpful.
Yeah, it's not
but
just
I
okay.
About
it's very
helpful. Putting vinegar on oats to counteract the acidity of all of that.
I think that's a good idea, but I would recommend just the entire Garrett juice mixture. I think that everything there is beneficial, but if you wanted to do just one, I would have a hard time not talking somebody out of vinegar, apple cider vinegar being the most important thing in the Garrett juice mixture.
Mm-hmm.
Some people would argue the molasses is, but the vinegar, to me, is the most important ingredient in there.
Well, I'm looking at one thing as far as the feeding the animals and the occurrence of cancer and that maybe I think it's the alkaline is helpful.
That's right.
In discouraging the development of cancer.
That's
is
exactly
that all right.
Uh-huh, that's right.
So I'm looking at feeding of oats, and I'm saying, if that is acid, then is that contributing to that? Am I better going with alkaline?
Well, I don't know if you can control it that way. I think that there's so much buffering that goes on. It's just like you brought up with vinegar. Most people would think, well, if an alkaline situation in your body's better for you, why in the world would I take something that has a pH of 4 like vinegar does? But the way it metabolizes and the way it is complexed in the body, it ends up being a net result of an alkalizing to your body. So it'd be the same thing with the animals. Again, I think I would go the general route, the shotgun approach,
mm-hmm.
apply the apple cider vinegar via the overall Garrett juice mixture on the crops, keep the crops as healthy as possible, loaded with trace minerals that are available and all that, and then you do that with the organic amendments, and you really don't need to worry about this acid alkaline thing that much.
Okay. Do you know anything about pH strips as far as checking the animals, not the soil, but the animals?
No, don't know how to do that, or even if that's worth doing.
Some of the
Some of the veterinarians that are into the large animals could probably help you with that. I'd give one a call if you want to learn more about it.
Okay.
That's a little bit out of my range.
Yeah, and I won't give the horses garret juice. I put the garret juice on the
floor. On the plants. Okay. Yeah, that's right.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Margaret. Bye. Although we've had people ask about that, and we've had a lot of dogs and cats get in garret juice and drink it, and it doesn't hurt anything. Some of them seem to like it a whole lot. I got one open line all of a sudden. If you jump on there quick, 866-444-3478. Let's talk about soil improvement and trace minerals and nutrients being available to the plants, and give you a little tip on what's a good way to go there when I come back, and then we'll get right back to the phone lines. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back after this. Okay, gardeners and farmers, for over 30 years, Arbico Organics has been a leading provider to growers nationwide. Arbico Organics offers beneficial insects, natural fly control, mosquito control, beneficial nematodes, grub and beetle control, insect traps, and many other pest solutions. Call 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-827-2847 to speak with one of their friendly specialists, or go online to arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com.
Bonnie knows when you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
Last summer, mosquitoes carrying West Nile virus struck with a vengeance. Now it is time to protect your family, pets, and livestock with organic, easy-to-use mosquito donks and mosquito bits. Summit Mosquito Donks and Mosquito Bits kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite, and they are safe and effective to use in ponds, bird baths, rain gutters, and in any standing water. Mosquito Donks and Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers everywhere. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you with a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to AskThePlant.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's AskThePlant.com or call 956-383-0739.
Black Cow, the mature manure Black Cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle. Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating.
Myth. Vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth. Vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth. Animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth. Animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth. Children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth. Children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard back with you, and we're going to Apopka, Florida, and chat with Danny. Hello, Danny.
Good day. How are you?
I'm doing well.
All right. I have numerous problems. I could keep you in business the rest of your life. But
okay.
Right now, the main problems are insects, and I've been trying to sterilize areas for seeding. And I keep having problems with wire grass and vines coming in, because we have a lot of kudzu, potato vines, and wild grape. And the wild grape is one of the worst. It tunnels and it crawls.
All kinds of nasty stuff, huh?
Uh-huh.
The problem in using something like corn gluten meal or a lot of beet pulp, which will do the same thing, or any kind of natural or any kind of a herbicidal cleanup of the soil, is going to affect the germination of the seed that you're trying to grow, which I'm sure you've already get.
Yes, I've been working on some of the areas for months, and then we had some rain and watched about 6 weeks of my work away.
Yeah. Is there any way you can germinate the stuff in flats in some potting soil that you've made and then do transplants to the area?
No, these are going to be grass areas, so I'm going to have to find a way of spraying them with some sort of a solution and then solarizing.
Okay. I tell you what I'd try, Danny, and I don't know that much about this product. I've used it once myself, so I have a little bit of experience, but there is a liquid form of corn gluten meal available. It's, you can buy it through Arbico. It's one of the products that they have on their website, the mail order. And when I tried it the first time, I wanted to see if there was anything kind of dangerous about it as far as burning plants and things like that. And I sprayed it all over the place. And I did get a little bit of phytotoxicity to some new foliage on some trees, and it's really not recommended for that. I was just spraying it all over the place to see, you know, if there were was anything that you needed to know about the product. But for cleaning up an area like you're talking about, spraying and drenching this stuff might be the best way to go of all. In fact, I'm going to put you in charge of this research officially as of now. It's,
all right.
It's a liquid corn gluten meal, and like I said, it's on the Arbico Dash Organics website. And it's in their catalog, too, if you happen to get their catalog.
Okay. Yeah, in my traffic areas, patios, driveways, and mulched areas.
Right.
Unwanted vegetation that appears or pushes through.
Well, that's an easy one. You can use the Avenger D-limonene organic herbicide. Works very well there. You can use the vinegar herbicide formula that, you know, we came up with. It's on our website under guides. It's basically 10% vinegar with a little bit of orange oil and a very small amount of soap put in. Those are situations where those organic herbicides work the best. There's a Monterey product that's a fatty acid product that's an organic herbicide, and there's also one called Scythe that's a fatty acid product. So any of those four will work in that situation.
Yeah. About how much orange oil per gallon would I use?
Well, when you do the vinegar formula, you use straight 10% vinegar. You put in 1 to 2 ounces. Different people like different ones, but it's always in that range. And then about a tablespoon at the most of some liquid like Lemon Joy or Basic H or the Biowash. Any liquid soap will help it penetrate and help it kill.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. I tried gardening this year, and everything did well for about 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, I was attacked by cutters, miners, skeletonizers, and borers. And I've been using Malathion Plus and Triazicide, and it doesn't seem to help too much.
Well, good, because you're going to kill yourself with those things. Go switch over to the organic, natural organic approach and start spraying on a regular basis every couple of weeks and maybe even weekly since you're just beginning with the Garrett Juice Plus, and add the Biowash to the spray. And if you put a little orange oil in this case, 1 ounce, you'll do a detox kind of a program to get, you know, help neutralize all that stuff you've been using and start getting some of the insects and the pathogens under control. Garrett Juice Plus, Biowash, and just a little bit of orange oil.
All right.
Okay?
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Danny.
Really appreciate your show.
Yeah, let us know about that liquid corn gluten meal that you're going to try, okay?
Okay, will do.
All right, next up, Carolyn in Valley View. Hello, Carolyn.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Doing pretty good. You?
Wonderful. We have our neighbor friend, actually our mentor for beekeeping, and he was telling us yesterday that he has been overtaken by thistle in at his farm.
Mm-hmm.
He has probably 30, 40 acres.
Yep.
And he's quite perplexed as to what to do. And, of course, he's got 13, 15 beehives. And doesn't want to do any kind of chemical thing, but we're looking for suggestions.
Well, everything I just talked about with the previous caller, as far as herbicides you can use and you can burn down thistle. Thistle is one of those weeds that can be controlled to a degree with tender, loving care, too. It doesn't like compost. It doesn't like soil amendments. It doesn't like, really good humic acid available in the soil, all those kind of things. It can be burned out with torches, and building the soil is the way to help it come back. You can spray it with organic herbicides, burn it out, or physically remove it. Let me put you on hold. If you had something else you got to run, I'll be right back, and we'll see you after this.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Current and former top U.S. officials are supporting the government's collection of phone and internet data following new revelations about the secret surveillance programs aimed at disrupting terrorist plots. In interviews today on the news programs, guests ranging from White House Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough to former Vice President Dick Cheney all defended the government's reliance on data collected from citizens. There's word that a private jet with former President George W. Bush on board made an emergency landing last night. The FAA says the jet was flying from Philadelphia to Dallas when smoke was smelt in the cockpit. No one was harmed. 5 passengers from an Egypt Air flight diverted to Scotland yesterday are now seeking asylum in Britain. And security officials say 4 Lebanese Shiite Muslim men have been killed in an ambush in northern Lebanon today. This is SRN News.
Now for the Friends of Israel, here's David Dolan with an eye on the Middle East.
Before American Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel visited Israel last month, many pundits were wondering how well he would be received by Israeli government leaders. That was due to the congressional confirmation fight that surrounded his nomination to the defense post. During those hearings, Hagel was questioned by senators over several anti-Israel statements that he had made while serving as a senator from Nebraska. However, after the new defense secretary arrived in Tel Aviv, it became clear that Israeli officials had welcomed him with open arms. The main focus of talks Hagel held with Israeli Defense Minister Moshe Ya'alon and other officials was Israel's request to purchase $10 billion worth of weapons from the United States. Hagel made clear that the proposed deal had been approved by the Obama administration and the Pentagon. The sale includes airborne refueling tankers that would prove to be a...
With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Daniel Payet fired a shot past Corey Crawford's glove at 13:48 of overtime to give the Boston Bruins a 2-1 victory at Chicago Saturday and tie the Stanley Cup final at a game apiece. Bruins center Chris Kelly says the team was lucky to only be down 1-0 after a bad first period. Its goalie Tuukka Rask really came through.
That was a pretty terrible period by our team, and if it wasn't for Tuukka, it would have been a lot worse. And you know, to a guy in there, I think we all knew we had to go out and play better.
Game 3 in Boston Monday night. Sidney Crosby and Alex Ovechkin have earned more postseason honors from the National Hockey League. Crosby is now a 2-time winner of the Ted Lindsay Award as the outstanding player in the league, as voted by members of the NHL Players Association. Ovechkin was the recipient of the Hart Trophy for the third time as the player most valuable to his team. Ovechkin led the NHL in goals for the third time since the 2007-2008 season. This is Esser in Sports. Miami plays at San Antonio tonight with the NBA Finals tied at 2. Spurs guard Tony Parker says his sore right hamstring could tear at any time. He suffered the injury in the Spurs' lopsided Game 3 victory. Parker says that if it tears, it would take 10 days to rest to make it better. He says he doesn't have that time. He's going full out. Phil Mickelson carded 3 birdies on the back 9 to close an even par 70. That leaves him 1-under through 3 rounds, good enough for the lead at the U.S. Open. Mickelson says he's pleased to be in position to win the U.S. Open after 5 runner-up finishes.
I love being in the thick of it. I've had opportunities in years past, and it has been so fun, even though it's been heartbreaking to come so close a number of times and let it slide.
Hunter Mahan, Charles Schwartzel, and Steve Stricker are one shot back, and one ahead of Justin Rose, Luke Donald, and Billy Horschel. Tiger Woods has played himself out of contention. He's 10 shots back following an uncharacteristic 76. With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Voss.
All righty, Howard, back with you. I was talking to Carolyn off the air, and she lost her somehow. And one thing that I meant to finish with her, and it's probably good that I tell everybody about this. The a lot of times when you have a noxious weed like thistle or anything, bull nettle or whatever you're dealing with, that's a noxious weed, whether it's agriculture or farm or ranch or whatever you're dealing with, getting the soil in better shape is a real important part of that puzzle, because a lot of times the weeds are indicators. They're indicator plants of a deficiency. And so a lot of times the best first step is to get a good soil test, and the soil testing that I recommend is Texas Plant and Soil Lab down in Edinburgh, Texas, because they not only do a test that tells you what's available to the plant, because they use a carbon dioxide extraction technique, but they also give organic recommendations. So building the health of the soil, the biology of the soil is key to those big weed problems in a lot of cases. It's a big part of it anyway. It sometimes isn't the only thing that you need to do. But getting a soil test and seeing what that baseline is, seeing what the deficiencies are, and correcting that. A lot of times it'll be calcium. Sometimes it'll be magnesium. Sometimes it'll be some of the trace minerals. But a test from Texas Plant and Soil Lab will tell you what that situation is. You can make those adjustments. You don't have to do it all at one time. You can do it a little bit at a time, but it ensures that you're, with every expenditure you make, you're going the right direction. And some of the techniques that we recommend are a little bit of a shortcut in some of that. So when you get a soil test from them, if you tell them to send us a copy of it, or if you just send it to us yourself, we can help with the recommendations there, okay? Texas Plant and Soil Lab, their ad is their little banner ad is on the right-hand side of our page. Their telephone number is 956-383-0739. And we have our friend Sherry from Arbico next up, if I can get it to work, Matt. There you are. Sherry, you there?
Yes, I am. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to everybody in Arizona, New Mexico, Arizona.
Arizona.
My daughter's in Arizona now, so we got everybody moving to that part of the world. We've had more conversation today, Sherry, about grasshoppers than anything. We're having, as several people have put it, today, biblical proportions, outbreaks, and attacks of grasshoppers here in certain parts of Texas. And they've used the Nolo baits and semispore and kale and clay, the surround product, and they've used you know, all the things that we recommend and have just been getting completely wiped out. We've talked about beneficial nematodes to use them early in the year. You got any other suggestions for these folks?
I don't know. Maybe just you know, some good praying. you know, the thing about the grasshoppers is that we want, if we can, we want to get them when they're little. I think you've probably been talking about that.
Right.
When you see your first one, that's when it's time to go ahead and put out the semaspore or the Nolo bait. Same thing with nematodes. You know, I know you're always recommending, Howard, and we do too, that you put them out two or three times a year if you can, because that way you've always have a new population entrenched and ready to go on larval stages of pests in the soil, like grasshoppers. And so you know, the results that people get with the Nosema generally are very positive. Are you finding that they're not positive, or it's just they're so out of control? Or what is the issue?
Issue is just huge clouds of grasshoppers coming in and just, you know, being wall-to-wall grasshoppers. It's not happening in the urban areas. It's happening out in rural places where things have not been, you know, we've gone through some droughts in the past. There may still be some residual of that. We've had a strange spring this year. Uh-huh. We've had a very mild, very cool spring, and the grasshoppers have just moved in on some people. I've had a couple of calls today where they came in and literally just completely annihilated all of their planting. So it's just gigantic numbers that we're having to deal with, and when you've got that, the typical recommendations that you and I both make don't work.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, then I think sometimes you have to talk about sprays, and some of the options, of course, are the ones that work extremely well and are the least harmful are the sprays that use essential oils, and I know that we just added an essential oil product that you recommended, Howard, to our catalog. It's the Endencio product. It's the granular that we're talking about that might be helpful, but, you know, that's a granular, which...
Well, I've told people this morning to use essential oils, something like Essentria or whatever they can get their hands on.
Yes, some Essentria.
And people are going to be trying that and getting back with us by at least spraying in a local way where they can get to the grasshoppers and let us know if on adult feeding grasshoppers this stuff, you know, works well enough to be recommending more often than I'm recommending.
Right. We have a full line of essential oil sprays that I think, you know, people might want to take a look at when they go on the website.
Yeah.
And or get a copy of our catalog. But,
how can they get a catalog, a copy of the new catalog, by the way? Give that information.
Sure. It's for online, it's www.arbico-organics.com, or you can give us a call at 800-SOS-BUGS. which is 827-2847. And, we have a full line of specialists that you can call and ask and for your particular situation, and they'll help you out.
Hopefully we won't have this grasshopper thing continuing, but we know it's real world. It's happening. People are going to be sending us photographs of it, and so we'll we'll pass it on to you so y'all can see what kind of devastation we're dealing with here.
Well, we've been hearing about it and helping a lot of people as well. It's just, these things happen sporadically and overnight. It's like, you say, there's just hordes of them coming in, and so it's hard to be prepared sometimes.
Do y'all have the kale and clay, the Surround product?
Yes,
in stock?
Yes, we do. Okay. Yes, we do.
I was telling the listeners earlier that in my experimentation with it earlier, and we had some of the folks try this as well, mix diatomaceous earth in with it. And they saw that when they did the Surround by itself and when they added the DE to it, that the DE added did seem to give them a little bit stronger control.
Absolutely. That's a great idea. Yeah. Absolutely.
All righty. Well, I appreciate it. If you come up with any other great ideas, let me know.
I'll be thinking about it, Howard, over the week. So Okay. Thank you so much. Have a great week, and happy Father's Day again.
Same to everybody there. Thank you, Sherry.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Okay, next up, Terry and Ben Wheeler with some comments. Hello, Terry.
Yes, sir. About the chickens, now I've been around chickens for all of my 53 years, and I've had chickens for about 38. And I let the chickens run out, and except whenever I fasten them up at night. But anyway, they go on out in the garden, and I have had problems with chickens pecking my cucumbers, straight neck squash, and occasionally zucchinis. But now that seems like all they ever bother, But now chickens will eat anything, but now guineas, they're predominantly meat eaters, like bugs.
Yeah, they can help. There's nothing perfect, though. Chickens will do some damage, and the guineas will keep you up at night.
Well, now, I've heard people say that guineas are noisy. Well, maybe mine know me, so whenever I come around, they don't do nothing, but...
Well, that's good.
If a stranger or somebody else is with me, and we get close to them, well, they start cackling or pot-lacking, depending on whether it's male or female. But I hadn't had any problem at all with, the noise from guineas or chickens,
And you think both of them help with the grasshopper situation?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All righty. Well, I appreciate it.
Okay, now, about that guy talking about the corn, now, it should take care... I don't know if he lays it by, whenever it gets about knee-high or anything, but I always lay my corn by, which is throwing dirt up around it whenever it gets about, 12 or 14 inches high.
Yeah, to help keep wind from blowing it over. That's what I told him to do. He could stand it back up and put the soil that corn, it wouldn't be damaged by doing that. But, yeah, that's a good preventative to do probably.
Okay, well, I just wanted to tell you about my experience with chickens, so have a nice day, and,
Okay, Terry, thank you, sir.
Okay, bye.
See you soon. It's Pat's turn in Denton next up. Hey, Pat.
Denton, thank you, Howard. Happy Father's Day. You're going to feel like you have a family of 13 girls by the time we all wish you a happy day. Thank you for being a voice when no one would listen. Howard, this is so exciting. I had to wait. I said, yay, the message is out. But you know what? I never have had the room to have my edible garden. I do, Howard, and I've taken notes before, but it was never so valuable that I get this tomato plant from a neighbor who really has good luck, and also a red potato plant in the ground. I've not paid attention because I had a mom who had a green thumb, and it was always available. And at 94, she's just in a better place where she doesn't need to have that garden anymore. And so I'm wondering, can you give me some tips to make it soil friendly? And when do I get the cage? And can I put the tomatoes in of the two plants I have, they're ready to go on the ground, but I want to be sure, should I do in a pot first, a large pot, or just go right into the ground?
Well, if you have an area.
We have juvenile rabbits, Howard, and they're darling. I mean, a part of Denton that's just feeling in the country, and in front of my the exterior of my building, I can have edible. There's enough of other established volunteering, even a cantaloupe. I have the leaves of what's coming back from last year. And so it's already, and I have chives, but would you recommend a baby step and then into the ground? Or
no, the best thing to do always is go ahead and go into the ground. And I'd prepare the soil with lots of compost, with lots of rock materials and lots of sugar in the beginning if you haven't already done that. And that's compost and then lava sand and green sand and zeolite are in the category of rock. And let me tell you about the rest of it off the air. Hang on, and I'll tell everybody when I come back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be right back after this.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. Backed by over 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics use 12 strains of live, beneficial bacteria, combined in a centuries-old Japanese fermentation process. The result is a superior supplement that enhances immunity and digestion, which helps reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Stay healthy while traveling and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Crazy water is so good and good for you, it's crazy. Deep underground, Mother Nature infuses crazy water with lots of all-natural minerals, so your body absorbs them naturally. Other mineral waters come from some factory somewhere and add synthetic minerals, also made in some factory somewhere. So, of course, your body doesn't absorb those as well. If you can't make it out to Mineral Wells, Texas, you can get all the crazy water you need at Whole Foods or Central Market. Crazy water, so good, it's crazy.
There's a new version of Garrett Juice coming onto the market. It's Garrett Juice Pro. And if you're a contractor, golf course superintendent, small farm, or growing operation, then these products are designed specifically for you. Green Industries is the manufacturer. It consists of oilseed extracts, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, bacteria, and beneficial fungi. There's also Garrett Juice Hybrid for those who haven't gone completely organic. To learn more or to order, call 877-665-2121 or go to GarrettJuicePro.com.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growin' Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
My dogs eat only Munster Natural dog food. They do that because that's all we give them, but they really like it. When friends and relatives drop their dogs by to visit, they won't eat their own food if offered the Munster side by side. Dogs love the taste of Munster, and the ingredients are super high quality. A main point for me is the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of some of the highest quality ingredients around, including prebiotics and L-carnitine, and also some unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time. The chicken and rice formulas contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so it's your choice. Munster Natural Pet Foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA, not in China. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the products in your area and make your dogs and cats healthier and happier. All righty, Howard, back with you. And I was talking to Pat off the air about this bed preparation situation. When you're planting transplants, it's always better to go ahead and put them in their final place in prepared beds in the soil. Putting them in a container and doing a transition is not the best thing to do. The only time I recommend that's real early in the season when you've grown something that's tender in a greenhouse situation or inside. And we'll sometimes, in that case, move it from a 2 1/4 inch pot up to a 4 inch pot up to a gallon and keep moving it outside when it's warm enough and back inside, protecting it while there's still a risk of freeze. And then when you finally plant it outside in the ground, when there's no worry, hopefully, of freeze, you have a much bigger root system. So that's a good way to go. But just growing something from seed and then putting it in a pot thinking it'd be better to be there for a while before it goes in the ground is not right. You need to go ahead and put the little transplants in the ground. Bed preparation that I recommend, that is a kind of a standard thing. It's to use compost, as good quality compost as you can, rock minerals, which is lava sand, green sand, granite, zeolite, things like that. There are others too, but any kind of rock material that's different from your base rock on the property. And then the third thing is sugar, and sugar is going to be dry molasses, beet pulp if you can get that, wheat midlands, the cornmeal products because they convert to sugar, and all the rates and ratios and all that's on our website on dirtdoctor.com under guides on the homepage. Now, once you've gotten all that mixed into the existing soil, and the existing soil is an important part of the mix. You don't want to take it out and bring in all new material. Now, once you get that all set up, you can send a soil sample then into Texas Plant and Soil Lab. They can see what you've made and what's available from it and what the fertility program ought to be. That's probably more advantageous than doing it before you've done the amendments, because they can tell you what your amendments have done and what the fertility program then for that mix of soil that you have should be from that point forward. She also asked to put the phone numbers on the air once again, and I'll be glad to, because we've had a lot of people that probably need to do some mail order of some of the products that I talk about because they're not available locally all the time. One of them is Arbico. You heard Sherry Herrera DeFry on the air with Arbico. Their telephone number, their mail order number is 800-SOS-BUGS. It's 800-827-2847. And then the Natural Organic Warehouse is 1-888-998-9669. And if you got any questions about the products or anything, those folks can help you. You can email us, info@dirtdoctor.com. The volume has gotten to be pretty ridiculous, especially during certain parts of the week. So we have to give the first response to the members of the Organic Club of America. So you might want to consider joining. We try to get back to everybody. And if nothing else, to give you the information location on our website, you know, where it is in the library or where you can find it easily and help out as much as we can. For those of you just tuning in, just stumbling across us here, we're on every week. Some radio stations put us on all 3 hours at one time when we're live in the Dallas area. We're live here in Dallas from 8 o'clock in the morning till 11. Some stations run the show at different hours. Some run 1 hour, some two, some all three. You can listen to all three for sure, no matter where you are, but via dirtdoctor.com. We archive all the shows, and you can listen to them online. You can also listen to the live show while we do it online. The information is right there on the homepage. Just go to the radio button, and it tells you what stations we're on around the country. We're now in about 200 and plus markets around the country. So, but if we're not on near you where you can hear, you can go to dirtdoctor.com, listen live while we're on the air, or listen to podcasts later on of past shows whenever you want to do that. My books are available in various places. You can get information about them online. In fact, the current one that I talked about today, the most recent book that we did, is called The Organic Management for the Professional. And it's the one that goes into the greatest detail on mulches and compost and things like that. And so for those of you who have had questions about using mulch, and I have very strong opinions about which ones are good and which ones are bad and which ones are indifferent. And then John Ferguson and Mike, you know, took it to even a higher level of detail in the book. And the book information is right there on the on Facebook for you. It's the past newsletter that we did about the book. And if you want to just go directly into the library, you can look it up alphabetically. It's called Organic Management for the Professionals. That's the name of the book. It's good for homeowners as well because it just goes into a lot of detail that you need to know as well and helps you when you're dealing with farmers and ranchers and landscape contractors and pest control people and all that to know how to ask the right questions and know how to respond if you, you know, try to be bamboozled a little bit. Well, I've enjoyed being with you on this Father's Day. Hope you enjoy the rest of the day. Remember that my buddy is playing in the U.S. Open. Tune in and see Mr. Edward Lohr. He's doing very well, and we're very proud of him. We're going to watch him this afternoon. Enjoy your gardens, and don't forget to feed the birds. See you later.